Well, Merry Christmas out there, Cincinnati.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, God bless you. So this is our Christmas show. We're excited about that because we got good news for you. Stay tuned for Kingdom Building here on WAIF 88.3 FM. WAIF as a community radio station serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect my own views or the views of my guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Building. Mike's off. It's Oscar and Rich today. How you doing, Oscar?
I'm doing wonderful. Better than I deserve.
Better than you were a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely.
Even though you really didn't have symptoms, you still had the COVID. So praise the Lord, you're feeling great.
Well, that's what they told me. I don't know if I believed it or not.
Well, it's hard to believe some of the stuff you hear out there, you know.
Well, I know my wife had it, so she was sick. I know it's a real thing, but it didn't affect me, so thank God for that, you know.
Praise the Lord. That's good. That's good, good, good. Well, are y'all ready for Christmas? Well, good. I heard a bunch of yeses out there. Speak to those things that aren't as if they already were.
Are you ever ready for Christmas? you know.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. We're going to probably do a few different things today to kind of mix it up a little bit. You know, it is the Christmas show, and so, you know, any time during this broadcast, the next hour, if you have any questions about God, the Bible, life, we don't have all the answers, but Jesus does.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he may just speak it right through us.
Amen.
But give us a call. We just want to serve you today.
Yes.
We just want to serve you. So our Christmas present to you is this broadcast. We're going to talk about a few scriptures and a couple things that Lord's put on our hearts. But just want to be available. Prayer, questions, anything. Just, you know, call us. Don't worry about if it's on topic or not today. We're just going to have some fun in the Lord today, all right?
Praise the Lord.
So 749-1444, 749-1444. If you have any questions about anything, we'll do our best. That's all we can do, right?
Amen.
Okay, so you know, I just felt this morning the Lord saying that, and it's funny because Oscar said that last week I wasn't here and I didn't have a chance to listen, that they talked about the similar thing that the Lord put on my heart for today. So that's wonderful.
Yes.
In Colossians 1, there's a section in Colossians 1 that starts... that starts in verse 24, but we're going to read above that. But it says the divine mystery.
Amen.
The divine mystery. You know, God has mysteries.
Yes, he does.
And they even asked Jesus, you know, why do you speak in parables? Because mm-hmm. parable is a mystery. It's mm-hmm. it's a hidden thing. It's a secret thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, why does God hold mysteries and secret things from us? Well, he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying he unveils everything to you, but if you know, the Bible says, ask, seek, and knock. If there's something that you feel is a mystery, a hidden thing that you need more revelation on, take it to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Go within. He lives inside of you, and that's what we're mm-hmm. going to talk about today, that Christ does live inside of you. And, you know, you don't have to take questions or, you know, things that you're confused about to any man, to this yeah. broadcast, to your pastor, whatever. Right. I mean, that's not saying it's not good to get the counsel of many.
Well, if he gives you even if your pastor or a minister gives you the answer, it's not really coming from him. It's coming from God.
Yeah.
It's through inspiration, you know.
Right. So anyway, we're going to talk about the divine mystery today. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, wherever the Lord leads, you know, that's where we'll start off. So I'm going to read, and if you have your Bibles, go to Colossians 1. Colossians 1. So it's right after Philippians and before Thessalonians. So Colossians 1. And I'm going to read this. And if you could just, even if you could close your eyes, don't if you're driving now, but if you're sitting at home.
Please don't if you're driving.
If you're sitting home, just close your eyes and let these words sink deep into your soul here, because they're really good words. It says, even though you were once distant from him, living in the shadows of your evil thoughts and actions, he reconnected you back to himself.
Can I say something? Tell them what translation you're reading.
Oh, this is the Passion. Just so they know. The Passion Translation. Yeah. Uh-huh. I love the Passion Translation because it really gets into kingdom stuff. And kingdom stuff is where we are right now. Mm-hmm. We're moving more into the kingdom, just like our song says. Well, Kingdom Building's the name of the program, and the song is Righteousness, Peace, and Joy in the Holy Ghost. That's mm-hmm. the kingdom of God. So anyway, he released his supernatural peace to you through the sacrifice of his own body as the sin payment on your behalf so that you would dwell in his presence. Wow.
That's good.
So he did that so that we can dwell in his presence.
Amen.
So that we can abide with him, mm-hmm. and he's in us, and we can be in him. And he did this. I like what it says, a sin payment. You had a sin payment, and Jesus paid it. That, I mean, just look at your bills. Let's say, you know, let's say that your rent this month is $800, and you don't have the $800. And someone comes up and goes to your mortgage or goes to your rent that you're paying and says, okay, I'm going to pay this $800 for you this month. Mm-hmm. That is a payment that you didn't have and that you couldn't make, but someone else did. And that someone else is Jesus. He basically paid your sin payment. So that you can dwell in his presence. All, you know, it's a great deal here. If you were to look at it from a business proposition, he's going to pay your sin payment, and all he wants in return is fellowship. That's all he wants in return, is to be in for you to be in his presence. And now, I like that. Now, that means today. That means right this second. There is nothing between you and the Father God, for he sees you as holy, flawless, and restored. I mean, my gosh, what a Christmas present that is. If you didn't know that, and you now heard it, and now you know it, let me tell you something, that you could not ask for a better present than that. If indeed you continue to advance in faith, assured of a firm foundation to grow upon, never be shaken from the hope of the gospel you have believed in. And this is the glorious news that Paul says he preaches all over the world. And then we're going to just skip over to 26. And 26 says, there is a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been concealed from the world for generations. But now, again, today, right this second, it's being revealed. It's being unfolded. And it's being manifested for every holy believer to experience. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. The mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope filled with the riches of glory for his people. And God wants everyone to know it. Mm-hmm. Man, I mean, I read that this morning, and, you know, I hadn't read it in the Passion before, but I'd read it in other versions. I think the Passion is the best from all the ones that I read. Mm-hmm. And it just, I thought, man, if we say nothing else today but that, we've accomplished a lot, because mm-hmm. my goodness gracious, if you're living in condemnation, if you're living in shame, if you're living in guilt, if you're living in a bunch of stuff that you shouldn't be living at, but you're holding on to the past and you're trying to get through this life, you know, it's not a matter of trying to get through this life, because God has already paved the way for you. It's there, and all you have to do is walk in it. And it doesn't include ever shame, condemnation, guilt, feeling bad about yourself, because guess what? He has brought you to that place where mm-hmm. it says here that he sees you as perfect in every way. And even though you don't feel like it, as far as God's concerned, you are.
Amen. You know, I was thinking, Rich, while you was talking, and you mentioned the word dwelt there, you know, originally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the Gospel of John, it talks about the Word being made flesh and dwelt among us.
Yes.
And the word for dwelt there is a word that meant he tabernacled amongst mm-hmm. us. And, you know, what you were just reading there, you know, a tabernacle was like a tent, mm-hmm. which could be moved around. And literally what you were talking about there is when you become the temple of God, see, that's a permanent dwelling place. And you know, the neat thing is that he's brought us to a place where he permanently dwells inside of us. It's not a temporary thing. It's not, we don't have to go up to bring him down or down to bring him up. But like the Word of God says, the word of faith is nigh you, even in your heart and in your mouth. And a lot of times that's why confession with the mouth is so important. You have to begin to confess the things of God. You know, if you don't confess them, it's hard to receive them, because you're not believing that you have them. And, you know, that's what's wrong with a lot of the things out there that's going on in the church today. You know, it's always pushing it out into the future somewhere, you know, or talking about the past. And the way it is in God is everyone who comes to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And the is a present tense word, which means right now. So a lot of times we have to begin to confess right now. And the beauty of that word that you just read there, that belongs to us right now.
Amen.
If we'll confess it, you know. It's not a future word.
No, and that's one of the things I love about, you know, the Passion Bible, is it brings it to right now. This is the most important day of your life.
Right.
It really is. You know, the Bible says, you know, the past and the future will take care of itself. Right now is what's important. Are you taking the time to listen to the voice of the Lord, to get direction, to get guidance, to get comfort, to get all the things that he brings with you? Are you doing it? Are you taking that time out to do that? And you know, with the season we're in right now, it's really important because of all this COVID and stuff. We have time to do that. And so what happens is we end up taking some time in reflecting on how awesome the Lord is. Amen. And how good he's been to you. Yes. And, you know, you can sit there and say, well, but I got all these problems, whatever. Let me tell you something. If the Lord lifted his grace from you, you would be... Well, first of all, if he lifted his grace, you wouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
Because he's breathed the breath of life into you, and that's worth praising him for right there. That you woke up today, you had air in your lungs and blood coursing through your veins, your heart was beating. Man, this is a time of thanksgiving. We need to thank the Lord for all that he's done for us, because he's done a lot.
You know, one of the scriptures that I shared last week was 2 Corinthians 4:7. And it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that's the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And you know, you have the treasure of God inside of you. And it's kind of, sometimes it's a hidden treasure. It's a treasure until you come to the realization of who and what he is in your life.
That it's there.
It's there, but you just don't know it.
And I didn't know it for years.
Yeah, and the neat thing about it is once you come to realize that treasure, then you can begin to draw out of the treasure chest of Christ in you the hope of glory, you know, and begin to walk in all of the promises that God has given for us, well, actually to function in, you know. A lot of times we walk below our rights in God because we don't believe what his word declares. And his word declares that you're more than a conqueror, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you within. And you notice it says, whereat within, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And until we come to begin to recognize his word and begin to function in his word, we're going to walk way below the privileges that we have in Christ.
Yeah, we have to, we must get ourselves to a point where we can enjoy the Lord.
Right.
He wants you to enjoy him. He enjoys you.
Amen.
You say, well, even when I mess up, hey, we saw he already paid the price. So all he's looking for from you is for you to enjoy him and to be in his presence. And if he tells you to do something, go do it.
Yeah.
I like here also in Colossians, it says, your faith and love rise up within you as you access all the treasures of your inheritance stored up. Where? In the heavenly realm.
That's right. That's right.
Man, we have an inheritance, you know, and he's storing up treasures for us. We have to enjoy life today. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're the type of person that you're like trying to hold on until you die and then you get to go to this glorious place called heaven, I got news for you. You can enjoy that glorious place called heaven right now.
That's right.
The requirement is not for you to have a physical death for you to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it's just so out there that we just can't grab a hold of it. But you got to quit thinking with your natural mind. You need to start thinking with the mind of Christ, because mm-hmm. he gives you the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, we must put it on. We must put on Christ, but he gives it to you. All you have to do is put it on, and like putting on a hat, put it over your head, put on the mind of Christ, and he will start revealing all these divine mysteries and all these secrets and all these promises. I mean, the Bible, Oscar, is filled with promises that he's made for us, filled with them. I mean, you know, you could just sit there and play Bible roulette and just open the book, and there's going to be promises there that are yours that maybe you've accessed and maybe you haven't. Mm-hmm. But it's worth reading his word to find out what's in that last will and testament.
That's right.
And what's been inherited to you.
You know, Rich, a lot of times we have problems and we figure, well, why in the world, if God loves me so much, am I having all these problems? Why does it seem like things go wrong and all this kind of stuff? And like I said to you last week, I said, you are part of his jewels. You're part of his treasure. You know, that treasure's inside of you, which is him. But he's making you into part of that royal diadem, that thing that it shows his glory. And, you know, I love this scripture here, and I'm going to read it to you. It's 2 Corinthians 4, 16 and 17. And it says, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. It says, for our present troubles are small, and they won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that is vastly outweighs them and will last forever. And like I said, you might feel like at times that you're just an old lump of coal, you know, that you're just an old lump of dirt or whatever. But I'm going to tell you what, you take a lump of coal and you, like I said last week, and you begin to press it in a lot of directions and you put enough pressure on it, after a while, when that pressure is released, what you'll find there is that lump of coal turned into a diamond, one of the most precious gems that there is. And you know what? I want you to know, it's like I've told the people at church many a time. I'd say, well, you know, when God looks out at you, and maybe I'd call somebody by the name, you know, Cynthia or whatever, and I would say, you're God's favorite. And, you know, I used to tell my daughter, I'd say, you're the best daughter I ever had. She'd say, well, Dad, I'm your only daughter. I said, I know, and you're the best. And, you know, when God looks at you, you're a royal diadem. You're a precious gem in his sight. And he knows what he's making you into. He knows what he's transforming you into as we're being changed day by day as we look into the perfect law of liberty in Christ. And I just want you to know that he's not mad at you. He loves you, and he knows the development it's going to take to get you to where he wants you to be, you know. But you know, so many times we tend to walk way below where God wants us to walk because we look at the problems around us and the things surrounding us rather than keeping our eyes firmly planted on Christ, you know. And it's just like that time when they were out in the ocean and the wind and the waves began to blow and they were carrying on. And Jesus was laying up in the bow of the boat asleep. And finally they went and woke him up, said, Master, don't you care that we perish? And he said, oh, ye of little faith. And he got up and he rebuked the wind and the waves. And you know what? It also said that they were instantly where they were supposed to be. And I got news for you. You know, no matter what's going on in your life, that Christ in you, that's the only true treasure that you really need to know. If you learn to acknowledge that treasure inside of you, it will help you walk in peace. It will help you walk in assurance and in confidence in the Lord. And you don't have to even walk in condemnation, because Scripture tells you that there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And what does it mean walking after the Spirit? On each and every day, you just acknowledge him and acknowledge his presence inside of you. It's that simple. It's not really complicated. And sometimes, to be honest with you, preachers make it really complicated. And it's not complicated at all. It's very simple. But sometimes people have the hardest time understanding the simple stuff because they think, oh, it can't be that easy. But it really is.
Yeah. I want to go into Colossians 3. This is basically what we're talking about. It says, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
You know, it may be hard for someone to get a hold of that.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Just take it to the Lord, go within, and it will become clearer and clearer to you that Christ's crucifixion was your crucifixion, Christ's burial was your burial, and the good news is Christ's resurrection is your resurrection. You have to be dead before you can be resurrected.
That's right.
You can't be resurrected when there's no death.
That's right.
So guess what? You've already been resurrected. Back to what we were saying earlier. Now, today, you are resurrected. This is why, this is chapter 3 in Colossians, verse 1. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above. Mm-hmm. Remember that scripture? It says, fix your things on things above, not on below.
Right.
For that above is where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, all honor, and all authority.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to be anywhere else?
Right.
I mean, if all power, all honor, and all authority is with Christ and he's sitting in heavenly places, why don't you want to be in heavenly places? Mm-hmm. You do.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does.
Sure.
Yes. Feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. You know, it's all about perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the higher you go, I mean, in swanky buildings that have high rises or whatever, the penthouse is always on the top floor.
It's on the top floor.
It's
right.
The nicest apartment or condo or whatever in the whole building.
Mm-hmm.
God has given you an invitation to be with him in the penthouse, in the highest place. And all we have to do is say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, we'll take it. And Jesus is enthroned up there in that penthouse, and he's saying, come up here. I'm welcoming you into my abode. And honestly, that abode is inside of you.
That's right.
That penthouse is inside of you. The place where Jesus is enthroned with all power, honor, and authority is inside of you. Oh, my gosh. I mean, if that doesn't light your fire, then the wood's wet, right?
That's right.
Feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm. So, if we're gonna be in the heavenly realm, there's treasures up there. Why would we choose to be in the earthly realm where all there is heartache and stress and problems and whatever? If we stay in the heavenly realms, guess what? There's where the treasure is.
Mm-hmm.
Your crucifixion with Christ has served to tie to this life, and now your true life is hidden away in God, in Christ. So when you got crucified with Christ, guess what? You dropped that old life.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. And you took up a much, much better life, a newer life. You became a new creation in Christ.
That's right.
And it says, and as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be revealed. For you are now one with him in his glory. Wow.
Man, that's
wonderful. Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty powerful. We're going to take a break here. We'd do anything for kids, whether it's finding the owner of a lost toy or picking up a drop sippy cup, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. That's 13 million kids who aren't sure where their next meal is coming from. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals that they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org.
Did you know that you can help save up to 4 lives in less than 1 hour? You can by donating blood. Start saving lives now by calling Hawksworth Blood Center at 513-451-0910 or visit their website at www.hawksworth.org.
Okay, we got another one.
Is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
Okay, so this is Kingdom Building. I'm here with Oscar. My name's Rich, and we're talking about the mysteries of God. And man, they're beautiful. They're wonderful. Yeah. And we want to just wish everyone a Merry Christmas and hope you stay safe and hope you stay, keep your distance. I know it's hard. We were talking before the program that when a granddaughter says, "Can I give you a hug, Grandpa?" Man, you know, COVID, no COVID, whatever, I'm going to take the hug.
Yeah, it's me too, yeah.
That would be a hard one not to take. Yeah. And so don't call the CDC on me, but I'm going to take the hug for sure. So, you know, I just hope you all have a wonderful Christmas, safe Christmas. And for those who are shut in or maybe be alone, we just pray a prayer for you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray for those that are going to be shut in for Christmas or not being able to go anywhere alone, feeling lonely. I mean, it's a special day, and you know, we just want to lift those people up to the Lord here. And Father, we just know that you can comfort the heart.
That's right.
And we just ask that you comfort hearts this Christmas.
Praise
Lord.
God.
Bring peace, bring a joy, Lord, that they just don't know. How can I be joyful? It's Christmas and I'm alone and I'm joyful.
Mm-hmm.
God can do that. There's no question about it. So, Father, we just ask you to touch every heart out there. And, Lord, we just ask you to have your way in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
Okay. I'm going to read this, Oscar, and I don't know if you have any poems, but that would be a good Christmas present for people to hear some good poetry that the Lord gave Brother Oscar here. But back in chapter 3 of Colossians, this really pretty much lays it out, and it just really gets our priorities in check, and hopefully, you know, we can learn from this to not be tied up entangled into the world system, so to speak. It says, "For you have acquired new creation life, which is continually being renewed into the likeness of the one who created you."
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, you know, if you see me as I am, you will be like me. And so that this is a confirmation of what Jesus said back in the Gospels. Renewed into the likeness, I just love that, of the one who created you, giving you the full revelation of God. Do you want the full revelation of God?
Amen.
I do.
Amen.
I know Oscar does.
Yes.
I want the full revelation of God. I don't want in bits and pieces. I don't want it to be a mixture of this and that. I want the full revelation of God. In this new creation life, your nationality makes no difference. Your ethnicity makes no difference. Your education makes no difference. Your economic status makes no difference. They matter nothing, for it is Christ that means everything as he lives in every one of us. Boy, that's powerful. Yeah, if the world could get a hold of that, if the world could get a hold of that, I mean, there'd be no racism. There'd be no people looking down upon people, that's judging, right. And all that would be gone.
That's right.
It would all be gone. Amen. So Christ is the answer to the problems of this country.
Yes, he is.
There is no other answer. I'm sorry. You know, it may get a little bit better or whatever, but Christ is the answer.
Amen.
To everything. And that will never change.
Rich, you know, I was looking at this scripture here. I love this scripture. It's 1 John chapter 3. It says, consider the incredible love that the Father has showed us in allowing us to be called children of God. That is not just what we are called, but it's what we are.
Yes.
Our heredity on the Godward side is no mere figure of speech, which explains why the world will no more recognize us than it recognized Christ. Oh, dear children of mine, forgive the affection of an old man. Have you realized that here and now we are God's children? We don't know what we shall become in the future. We only know that if reality were to break through, we should reflect his likeness, for we should see him as he really is.
Amen.
And scripture says when we see him as he is, we'll be just like him. And you know, if you're a decent parent, one of the greatest things that somebody can say to one of your children is you're just like your dad, or you're just like your mom, you know.
Yep.
And you know what? Creation is waiting for a people to grow up. And you asked me about a poem, so I'm going to share this poem with you. And God gave me this poem, and I'm going to tell you when he gave it to me. He gave it to me right before Christmas, 12/22 in 1974.
What?
Yeah. I happen to have put a date on this one. And it goes like
so
this.
That's what, about 46 years old?
Yep. And
wow.
Here was the poem that he gave me. Rich was he, yet poor he became. For he loved you so much that he even bore your shame. For not only did he die upon Calvary's tree, but he left the splendor of heaven to set all captives free. And the sacrifice he made was one without compare, for he left the glory of heaven, his love for all to share. And you ask, oh, how does this wondrous gift apply to even me? For he brought you from the realm of death to that of eternity. And you ask, oh, how do I receive this gift? For the answer is simple, you see. For if by faith you'll humble your heart, you'll receive peace and harmony.
Yes.
And I'm telling you what, that's the greatest gift that you can ever receive. You can get a lot of things at Christmas time. But this Christmas, if you'll just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I need you in my life.
Yes.
He's already there, but what you'll be doing is opening the door where you can begin to sense his presence, and he'll begin to direct your life, and he'll even begin to speak to you spiritually and even out of his word, and sometimes he can speak to you directly. And I just want you to know that's the very greatest gift that you could ever receive at Christmas time is the acknowledgement of Christ in you being the hope of glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Praise God.
Well, I just happen to have a few things that we'll just kind of go through this. We said at the first hour, you may have tuned in after we got started. This is Kingdom Building, and we're here every Wednesday from 12 to 1. So glad that you've tuned in with us today. But, Oscar, I got this sheet of all the promises, not all, but the bunch of the promises.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hit a couple of them,
okay,
and then
great.
If you have any comments, jump right in.
Sure.
This one, I think someone, maybe many, need to hear this that are listening today. It's in John 14:18. It says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So guess what? If you need comfort right now, he's there with wide open arms to comfort you. John 14:1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And then I love this one, Psalms 147. These are promises. This is not well, if you perform a certain way or you behave a certain way or what, no, no, that's not, these are unconditional. All you have to do, as it says in John 14:1, is believe. You know, believe in him. Believe that he does have promises for you. Believe that you do have an inheritance. Believe that you are seated in heavenly places. But Psalms 147:3, I love this. It says, he heals the brokenhearted. Some of you are brokenhearted right now. A relationship went away. A loss of a loved one, a loss of a friend. You need some heart surgery, and he's willing to give it to you. So he heals the broken heart and binds up their wounds. You may have some wounds there. Someone really treated you badly. And you just can't find it in your heart to forgive them. Guess what? He will bind up that heart. He will bind that heart up, and he will bring comfort to you, and he will heal you. And that's a promise. That is a promise, folks. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before you and shall say, destroy them. He will take care of all that. You know, maybe your enemy is an addiction. Maybe your enemy is you just don't care for yourself right now. You just feel like a loser, that you haven't measured up. No, that's all garbage. You can just take that out to the curb and let Rumpke Truck come and get it. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Give it up once and for all. His everlasting arms are open to you right now.
Amen.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Mm-hmm. If you feel distant from the Lord, it's you, not him. Because he will never leave you or forsake you. Never, never, never. It says, shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, loneliness, peril, loss? No, no. The love of Christ is there regardless of what you're going through here today. And, you know, there are promises. Nothing, even death, life, angels, principalities, powers, things present, nor things to come, nor height or depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God,
amen,
which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
You know, those promises that you just read,
uh-huh,
a lot of times people tend to think, well, that's not for me.
Yeah.
That was for them in that day. No, these promises, God's promises are eternal, and they've been given to mankind. And, you know, once you receive him, all of those promises belong to you. And they belong to you even before you receive him, but you just aren't aware of them. It's sort of,
yep,
like we were talking about treasure, and we were talking about Christ in you. Until you come to realize that where that treasure is, that it's inside of you, and it is Christ in you. And once you really begin to claim that, you know, then what happens is that begins to be released out into your life. You know, I like Philippians 4, 6, and 7. This is out of the Amplified Bible. It says, do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known unto God. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of soul assured at salvation through Christ. And so, fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly light, whatsoever sort that is, that peace will transcend all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And again, answer to inner peace lies in surrender. One of the greatest gospel songs ever written was, I Surrender All. Mm-hmm. And you know, that sometimes it's hard to think you have to do some surrendering. But you know, when God begins to draw you, you have to surrender. And you know, what you find out when you surrender in Christ is that you gain a surpassing victory.
Amen.
You didn't lose, you gained. And in Him, surrender is the key to gaining everything that He's promised for you. And it's the key to gaining the peace, the assurance, the confidence, and even the promises that Rich just read. You know, by surrendering to God, mm-hmm. you gain all of those promises. They become your promises. You know, it says, to ever begin to understand the purposes of God in your life, it will only come through surrender. I shared about a testimony about God, how He dealt with me as a boy when I was, and then 5 or 6 years later, you know, He brought me into the situation where I actually gave my life to the Lord. But, you know, so many times God has a calling on your life and you don't even realize it. And sometimes He'll visit you in a dream or whatever, and He'll let you know that He has that calling. I was a young boy, and God, young teenager boy, really, and God showed me one time standing behind a pulpit. And boy, I tell you, that wasn't me. As far as I was concerned, that wasn't ever going to be me at that time. But you know what? He brought all that to pass eventually, and I ended up, you know, being a preacher, teacher, whatever, and eventually even becoming a pastor of a church. But see, God knows His purposes that He has for you. And some of you out there, you know that God has a purpose for your life, and you know you're walking less than that purpose right now. But I want you to know, all you have to do is just say, Lord, I surrender to You. And I did that. I was so miserable, I couldn't hardly stand myself. I went in the bathroom one day, and I wasn't serving the Lord, and I was 21, 22 years old. I wasn't in church. I went in the bathroom one day, and I said, God, I give up. I can't run from You no more. And my life had gotten so miserable at that point, I couldn't hardly stand it. But I'm going to tell you what, the peace of God began to settle into my heart. And there's somebody out there today, you're struggling a lot, and you know that you haven't made that commitment. And that Christ in you wants to come forth. It wants to reveal itself to you. But all you have to do is just say, Lord, I surrender to You. I'm not going to run from You no more. I know You have a call on my life, and I'm going to wait for You to help me fulfill that calling. And a lot of times, you know, He chooses people that are the most unlikely that you would think, you know. you know, I remember what Jeremiah said. When the Lord began to speak to his heart, he said, Lord, I'm but a child. How can I do these things that You've called me to do? And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him and said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, in your mother's belly, he said, I had called you to be a prophet unto the nations. And there's some people out there, you have a deep calling on your life. Don't run away from God. Acknowledge that Christ within. Because I tell you what, You'll have to go through a lot of things if you don't, and He'll bring you down to the place where eventually sometimes you'll cry out and say, Lord, I got to have You. But it's so easy to just say, Lord, here am I, you know, come into my life, you know, and He's already there inside of you. But I tell you what, His presence will be made known to you, and you'll be so glad that you did.
You know, I feel like there's some folks out there that can't get a good night's sleep.
Yeah,
I mean they haven't slept through the night in years, maybe.
Yeah,
some of you, maybe it's been months. Right. I mean, and you just don't understand why.
Yeah,
and I don't know, but I think it's important for us to quote scripture.
Yeah.
Out loud.
Right.
I really do. I think it's just an act of trust that his word does not come back void. And then confessing these promises. If you need sleep and you're not sleeping well, and you just can't get through a night, and you get up at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. and you can't go back to sleep, or you finally get back to sleep around 5 and you have to get up at 6. Mm-hmm. Quote this scripture. It's Psalms 4:8. It says, "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep." So the peace comes, and then the sleep comes. "For thou, O Lord, only makes me dwell in safety." There may be people out there that don't feel like they're in a safe place. Well, there's a good scripture for you, Psalms 4:8. "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep."
Yeah.
He wants you to sleep.
Amen.
If you don't get a good night's sleep, guess what? It affects the next day.
Yeah.
You're tired. Hopefully you're not, but you could be irritable. You could start feeling anxiousness. I mean, there's a lot of bad things that come by not getting a good night's sleep.
Right.
So, instead of watching TV or something, turn the TV off and just start quoting some of these scriptures and just start meditating on the goodness of the Lord. And then guess what? You'll start your whole soul will start quieting itself, and you'll be able to sleep in peace. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and also believe in me." We said that earlier, but it's worth saying again.
Mm-hmm.
God will supply what you need.
That's right.
Just remember that. We all have needs.
That's right.
And maybe he won't supply it this split second, but it's a promise. It is one of the best promises, I think, is Amen. That if you have a need, he's going to supply it according to his riches and glory. And where are those riches? We already discussed that. They're in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go into the heavenly place because you are seated with him in heavenly places. You don't have to wait until you breathe your last breath to go to heaven. I know that's hard to understand in a way. It's not easy to understand that, but once you get in that quiet place, that secret place, and you start really focusing on the Lord and his goodness and all that he's done for you and whatever, you will be able to enter into those heavenly places.
Amen, amen. Rich, if it's all right, I want to pray for some people right now.
Yeah, I feel the need to also, so yeah, do it.
Okay. I feel like there's somebody out there that you feel like you've been tormented, and you've actually got some things that are tormenting you. I'm going to quote a scripture to you, and then I'm going to pray for you. And I believe that you're going to be set free here today.
Amen, I believe it.
Jesus said, "Whatsoever things you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever things you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And right now, in the name of Jesus, what anything that's trying to bind you or anything that's just holding you back from moving into that inner peace of God, we come against it in the name of Jesus right now. You said, "If two or more agree as touching anything in my name, I'll do it." Jesus said that. And me and Rich right here today, we're going to agree together that someone out there who feels like they're being tormented, in the name of Jesus, we release you by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we ask you to just begin to receive it and begin to believe it and start thanking Jesus. And I'll tell you what, you're going to find that your life will change, that you'll be able to sleep at night. Yes. You'll be able to lay down and rest. There'll be nothing tormenting you. There'll be no fear, whatever it is. Scripture says perfect love casts out all fear. And right now, we ask the love of God to just go through these airwaves, that perfect love of God, and touch hearts and minds, that people can begin to rest in you. Yes. And then sometimes even with Christians, they'll find themselves in these situations where they're so agitated and irritated. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of agitation and that spirit of aggravation.
Yes.
And we just speak a word of peace and a word of the love of God. And we speak a word of release in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Well, we got just a second here, but we'd love to hear from someone. Give us a call at 749-1444 if you need some prayer or if you have a testimony. Wouldn't it be great to give a testimony of what God's done in your life or what he's doing here today? So that others would benefit. Testimonies are great because they basically encourage other people.
Amen.
And so if you have a prayer request, whatever, you know, let's hear from someone here today at 749-1444. I'm going to read this, Oscar. It says, okay. I leave the gift of peace with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift.
Amen.
So you have to... If someone gives you a gift, like in a couple days, you have to stretch out your arms and receive that gift. You know, they can't give you a gift until you receive it. So you need to receive the gift of peace. God's offering it out to you right now. I can see it in the spirit realm that he's stretching out his arms with a big gift with a bow on it.
Amen.
And it's called peace.
Yes.
Not the kind of fragile peace given by the world,
right?
But my perfect peace. Yes. Don't you want the perfect peace of God?
Amen. Mean,
my goodness, that would, if you could live in the perfect peace of God, nothing could touch you.
That's right.
Nothing could bother you. It says, don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, be courageous. We want you to be courageous in the Lord.
Yes.
Because when you're courageous in the Lord, you know, if a boxer jumps into a ring and he's not given the gifts and the whatever to be able to perform,
mm-hmm.
he's going to get his ears boxed in.
Yes, he will.
He's going to get hurt. But you know what? God's equipped you. He's given you everything you need. It's all within you. It's all within you. And yes, there's times we don't feel like we've been equipped.
Right.
But we have. It's all there. The God that created heaven and earth, everything, lives inside of you. Yeah. Wow.
Amen.
That's phenomenal.
That's a tremendous promise. And you know what? When it comes to the things of the Lord, the battle is already over if you'll just receive the victor. He's the victor. He conquered all of the things that you need conquered in your life. You know, he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And when he died on Calvary, he died for the sins of the whole world, not for some of the world, not for a few people in the world, for the whole world.
Yes.
And when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, the forgiveness of God was extended to all mankind. And you've been forgiven. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Okay, well, that winds up our little Christmas show. We want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But we'll be back next Wednesday, so we'll wish you a Happy New Year then.
Yeah, that's right.
But make sure you stay tuned for Sound Chat with Misty. She'll be here for the next couple hours. And we just thank you for tuning in.
Amen.
And we, you know, we want God's best for you this holiday season.
Praise
God.
God
bless you, Cincinnati. And we'll see you next week. Come on, everybody.
be a part.